Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to speak about becoming fearless, based on some of the learnings of Arianna Huffington in her national bestseller on becoming fearless in love, work, and life. I absolutely loved this book because this book speaks to so many of the issues that we contend with. She wrote the book actually for her daughters because she realized that they were showing some fearfulness in their lives. And as she states, these same fears had once burdened her. Things like, how attractive am I? Do people like me? Do I dare to speak up? Well, dear listeners, let me tell you something. If you don't speak up on behalf of who you are and what you stand for in this life, who is going to do it for you? That is correct. Nobody. So let me get into some of the things that I think are most pertinent of what Arianna had shared within her book. She speaks of scientific evidence existing that shows how our fourth instinct works. She's talking about our spiritual life. There is a growing sense that humans may not be able to survive without it. The need for a God may be a crucial trait, stamped deeper and deeper into our genome with every passing generation. Humans who develop a spiritual sense thrived and bequeathed the trait to their offspring. Those who didn't risk dying out in chaos and killing. This was written by Times' Jeffrey Kluger and quoted in this book. Carl Jung was adamant that among his patients 35 years and older, that there had not been one whose problem in the last resort was not that of finding a religious outlook on life. It is safe to say that every one of them fell ill because he or she had lost what the living religions of every age have given to their followers. And none of them is really healed who did not regain his religious outlook. This, of course, has nothing to do with a particular creed or membership in a church. Interestingly, the Quakers have a saying that says, when you pray, move your feet. Gandhi gave the expression, I have found that life persists in the midst of destruction, therefore there must be a higher law than that of destruction. Only under that law would well-ordered society be intelligible and life worth living. He also said that if you do your 10%, God will do the 90% and you will live in grace. You know, in the old, old days, the sleeping chambers in Egyptian temples, well, we hypnotists realize that those sleeping chambers were used to give the patient suggestions along with the rest and the nutrition that they needed in order to fully heal. But what she says here in the book has to do with the fact that they used the Egyptian temples to retire after they had prepared through prayer and meditation to receive, during their sleep, divine guidance and inspiration. The Egyptians went to sleep expectantly, she explained, so sleep was not only a time of rest but of regeneration. Martin Luther King said in 1968, one must take the position that is neither safe nor politic nor popular, but he must do it because conscience tells him it is right. He didn't wait for leadership platform to be granted to him. His leadership grew out of his moral authority and ability to inspire. This came from his internal being. And you know, we are totally starving for true leadership today. So what I would like to ask you, as a result of those pieces that I just quoted from Arianna's book, is what are you willing to do to be fearless? What is it that you need to overcome in order to be your truest self? What is the stand that you need to take to prove that your life is of true meaning out there in the world? To get beyond your looks, to get beyond your financial whatever, and really get on with what truly matters. Because as I had spoken about in my previous podcast on fulfillment, fulfillment doesn't come from how much money you have. It doesn't come from how beautiful you are. It doesn't come from how much you own. It comes from operating from that fourth sense that Arianna's talking about in terms of what it is that moves you and guides you in your spiritual sense of why it is that you're here on this planet. What are those things that you know are just working so hard to get out and be known by you, to take your place on this planet Earth and do something of true value for the time that you have here? What are those things of interest and concern to you beyond anything else, where you could take a stand and make a really huge difference? Because one doesn't need to move millions of people to make a difference. The truth is, if you move one person, help one person, you've probably done more than most here on the earth. But the reality is that we all have our learnings from our life, the journeys that we've taken, the things that we have taken inside us that we can share with other people. And most especially today with our youth, they're so lost. They're so overwhelmed by everything that they learn in the media that has nothing to do with anything of any great import and more to do with sensationalism and fantastical ideas and notions that have relatively little to nothing to do with reality, the reality that can be their lives. This isn't to say that some of our youth aren't going to be able to make it in the world of media. It is to say that media has very little to say about what truly matters on this planet Earth, as far as I can tell, especially the commercial media. We have elderly people all over the place who are alone, many of them forgotten by their families, unable or unwilling to care for them. They too could use hugs and care. And I found my world in working with the addicts who have come into my world and the eating disordered. I don't really know exactly why, but those are the people who have shown up, especially ready for the type of healing work that I do. Probably because I'm a hard ass when it comes to holding people accountable, and that's something that they need. Not because I say so, but because they've told me so over the years I've worked with them. So what is your calling? What is your purpose? What is your fulfillment? What is that thing that you think about that you know could use your special touch, your intelligence, your intuitive knowledge, and your learnings through your life to make the changes that you can make to make this world better? Being fearless in how you go about doing it. Because you know what? It's on the other side of fear that we realize that we gain our greatest freedom. Our freedom to be who we are, to say our truth, to act in ways that are in integrity with our values and attitudes and belief systems, which allow amazing miracles to come into our lives, and more importantly, the lives of those we're able to touch along our journey. I'd love to hear from you and see what you've come up with in terms of how you can be fearless in your life, adding to your own life and fulfillment as you work to ease some of the pain, some of the strife, and our fellow beings on this planet Earth.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.